quality issues and problems with the service and parts can exact or can create a lot of toll on the both the warranty and the cost, and can also damage the brand. So somebody has to focus on it. The other reasons could be service business can be very resilient. In times of economic downturn, service and parts sales are often far more robust than the main businesses. So during the terms of recession, probably people may not invest into new products, but they will continue their old products and they will need services to run their old products, and therefore service business becomes important. Ensuring that the right customer experience, the right product, the right service, the right branding, the right price, all delivered to the right place at the right time will become even more difficult in the years ahead. So getting things right is going to be a challenge of the future, because customers' expectations are very, very high. Customers are now expecting things in terms of timings, in terms of the place, in terms of location, in terms of installation, in terms of everything. If you really see, customers are looking for more and more of right services or expected services. So this is becoming a big challenge, and unless and until top management starts focusing on it right now, they will not be in a position to survive over a period of time, and therefore this is an important thing. One element of services, or one of the types of services which can be provided by the manufacturer, is the after-sales services. After-sales service is becoming an important element. Pioneers like GE have reaped the benefits through increased profits from after-sales services. After-sales service provides benefit in the form of recurring revenue streams, provides new sources of differentiation, and offers a new counterforce to the commoditization in the matured industries, so which we have already discussed, that this can be a big differentiator in the marketplace. Many companies even today treat after-sales service as a necessary evil rather than a potential source of revenue generation at a higher margin. So this was the thought of many top management teams of the manufacturers, that after-sales service is not that important. But today the scenarios have changed, and after-sales service is becoming even more important than the traditional manufacturing, because now companies are thinking of even outsourcing some of the manufacturing products, but they wish to hold their services in terms of after-sales. They do not realize how big a drain it can be on the company's bottom line if it remains unoptimized. So they are yet to realize, and some of the companies have realized that focusing on after-sales is very, very important. The top five challenges in the after-sales service domain is the value chain inefficiencies. We all know what is value. We all know what is value chain. So if value chain inefficiencies are there, they are going to be part of the challenge in the after-sales service domain. Understanding the customer, understanding the loss of customer, understanding that services are becoming very important is one of the most important part of it, be it an inbound system, be it the transformation, be it the supply chain, be it the logistics, be it the customer end. This value chain, the total value chain in terms of customer, making the customer happy, is important. And this is one of the challenge, because the service provider may not understand the feelings of the customer, may not understand the need of the customer. So those are some of the reasons when you talk about value chain efficiencies. Weak after sales strategy. A lot of companies do not have the strategy to serve the customer, and that is a very sad part of it, because they have been focusing more and more on the quality of the product, more and more on maintenance of the plant, more and more on increasing the productivity of the plant, but never focused or never had a strategy for the after-sales service. And that is another challenge, because customers have not studied the market in that way, and they had been only focusing on manufacturing. Costly and inefficient execution. Somebody will have to understand that when you provide a service, there is a cost behind it. And if you go to the customer and if you fail there, there is a cost of inefficiency. So somebody will have to understand that what is this cost, and these costs are very important cost for a service provider, and they add to the cost of after-sales services. stepmotherly treatment and reactive service culture. Lot of organizations, you know, have always given very stepmother treatment to the after sales service. So after sales service people are not respected. After sales service teams are not concerned. Companies are not concerned about it. After sales divisions are less appreciated, less respected in most of the organizations. When these things happen in an organization, it becomes a very big challenge. Without realizing that they are the most important people or they are the most important soldiers of the organizations who maintain the heart of the organization or who maintain the profitability of the organization. Poor governance from the point of view of top management or the managers who take care of the after sales service is another important challenge which this after sales division faces. Some of the other challenges could be lack of analytics on failure trends and metrics, lack of inventory visibility in terms of spare parts and the seat stock, suboptimal parts balancing means how much somebody has to focus on in terms of part management, inadequate collaboration between the reverse logistics and engineering on failure trends and product enhancement, inconsistent NPA and end of life planning of resources, inconsistent usage of fault codes in systems, inefficient spare parts management and quality management affects the overall product quality. So these are another challenges in terms of metrics, in terms of analytics, in terms of inventory, in terms of planning, in terms of collaboration, logistics. So now these add up to the overall inefficiencies when you talk about the overall quality management and the spare part management. Suboptimal service management. This is another important area when we talk about the after sales service part of it and the service management part of it. Suboptimal service management leads to increased service cost and reduction in service revenues. When you talk about service management, it is important for you to create revenues. It is important to cut down on the cost of services. Suboptimal service management is going to is an important parameter. We'll see how does it help. Manual order processing is another area where companies have to really see that how can they improvise on better methods of processing. Lack of real-time service request status, high number of discrepant or open RMAs, lengthy time to resolve, high cost of returns logistics. So when you talk about the online business models or the other business methods, unless and until you have technology in place, you will have suboptimal service management, which is going to create burden on the system and which will not help you in becoming a differentiator, or it will not help you to lead the services from the front. So other parameters could be poor vendor management or the repair system or poor vendor collaboration, poor SLAs. Some of the reasons why this services fail and why people do not succeed could be poor SLAs compliance or enforcement rate, low field service utilization, lack of visibility in repair cycles, inefficient disposition and salvage of rejects. So lack of visibility into repair cycles. So how many times you have repaired the person's product, or what is the cycle time when you talk about reaching the customer and repairing the product. Inefficient disposition of salvage of rejects. So how many times or what is your efficiency levels when you talk about disposition of salvage. So all these parameters, no ability to upsell and cross sell products, the supplies and during service delivery process, inability to exploit data effectively to drive service insight. So these are some of the reasons which are the burdens or which are the hurdles in getting into service excellence model. So companies have to focus on this, and companies will have to overcome with all these challenges and barriers in terms of suboptimal levels of performance. Inadequate front end information capture is another important area, because the customer service representative or the field service representative is not in a position to understand the customers to the level, and or he is not in a position to understand that his visit is an important visit and he is the representative of the company, he is the brand representation of the company, and he has to deliver the services to the best of the this understanding is little less. Sometimes it is the missed SLAs, even the service level agreements which are created, probably there is not too much of depth, not too much of thinking which has gone when you talk about creation of SLAs, and that can be one of the hurdles in providing best of the services. High call centers and technical support cost. So high call center cost and technical support cost is another area in terms of creating inefficient customer operations. Problem rediscovery cost. Like if the problem is occurring again and again, probably somebody fails to understand the root cause of the problem can be another cost. Low contract renewals, inefficient customer operations have a negative impact, and customer experience besides increasing cost. So these are some of the other parameters which are creating inefficient customer operations. So we have been talking about how service excellence and why service excellence, but unless and until the background or the back end is strong enough to deliver services, there is going to be a lot of inefficient customer management. There is a lot of going to be inefficient customer operations, which is going to hinder in the overall business, which is going to hinder in the customer services, or which is going to be one of the black spot in the area of customer experience. So one company will have to focus on these gaps, will have to identify why and how to rectify these problems and move ahead in the system. The 5-point formula is designing the right portfolio of services. Companies will have to understand and design. I'm not saying just create. They will have to think strategically how this design is going to create a right portfolio of services. They will have to come up with pricing the services right. They cannot just price the service based on the markets, based on the competition. They will have to price the service right. When I say right, customer should see the value. Customer should feel that this price premium or this price, he is getting the right value which he has paid for. I'm sure customers are ready to pay, subject to they receiving the right value. Effective contract management. People who are into contract management need to understand what is this contract all about. They need to go through this contract effectively, and they will have to understand the effectivity of this contract, and they will have to manage this contract. Well orchestrated execution is another important. See, again, saying doing things can be right, but unless and until somebody who executes, somebody who focuses on execution, he has to be a champion. Unless and until he is a champion, probably we can only talk about it. Governance is another important part of it when you talk about. We'll discuss about this 5-point formula in little more detail when you talk about how we can design the right portfolio of services. The provider or the top management must have a sound strategy based on the knowledge of the customers to be serviced and their needs. You cannot think in the air. This is absolutely essential in order to unlock the value in the after-sale service value chain. When you talk about after-sale services, knowing the customer or the KYC of the customer, knowing your customer a little more is very, very important. It is necessary to do basic market research to segment the customers based on their service needs. See, when you talk about services, for some of the customer, when you provide some services, probably he'll be happy. But for some of the customers, when you provide services, he will say that you are overdoing services. So you will have to segment the customer based on their needs. So customer should not feel that as a part of service provider, you are overdoing things or you are doing things which are little lesser than the benchmark. So you will have to create a benchmark for the customer. You will have to segment the customer based on the taste of the customer, based on the culture of that organization, and you will have to design the portfolio in that format. Some customers would want to spend less and prefer no frills services, while some would be willing to pay higher to get better levels of services. We have seen, best examples could be when you board a plane. Some customers sit in the economy class, some people sit in the business class, and in the business class also there can be differentiator. So some customers are not interested in too many frills, they are just interested in the basic service. So some customers are interested in the frills part of it. So you will have to segment the customer, you will have to understand the customer based on their taste, and then design and deliver the service portfolio for them. Pricing the services right is very, very important. The key to pricing service right is to understand the different ways in which services can be priced. We have a chapter in place which will help you to understand that how do we price the services and what are the elements which have to be kept in mind when you price the services. The right pricing has to complement the right mix of services. Now, just pricing is not important. You will have to understand how do you complement the right mix of services. Measuring the cost of a service depends on the variety of factors like the tools used to service the customer, the technical expertise, the technicians and the operating conditions. So there are so many parameters when you talk about measuring the cost of services. The price itself could be of different types, including the time, including the material, including the skill set of a person based on the fixed price, the value based price. So somebody will have to understand the pricing strategies, especially in the service domain. This is an important tool because price is one thing which is seen by the customer, and customers directly connect. Probably he may not see a lot of technicalities, he may not see technical aspects or the skill aspects, but he will definitely see the outcome, and for him the outcome is the value. So he equates price with the value. So this is an important agenda when you talk about the 5-point formula for service success. Effective contract management. The factors that form the basis of a contract are dynamic and hence require close monitoring and management. Now, people may leave, people may go, but the contracts are there in place, and somebody has to really monitor and manage this contract efficiently. Some customer segment may require a different type of service, or some regions may become more expensive to serve. So somebody has to understand the contract part of it. You cannot serve the customer, every customer, you cannot treat every customer the company's way. You will have to treat the customer the customer's way. Effective contract management would mean proactively managing market conditions that could impact the way a company delivers a service to a customer. So methods of delivering services, market conditions, the economic conditions, the political conditions, every condition has to be seen when you talk about the contract management. But one thing has to be very, very clear, that you need to serve the customer the way you have committed. So your commitments have to be honored, because you have committed something to the customer, and you have to ensure that, you have to monitor that whatever you have committed has been delivered to the customer, and customer has acknowledged the receipt of the services. Monitoring contracts closely gives companies the insight on how and when to modify contracts. See, same contracts cannot be kept on for years. So you will have to necessarily modify the contracts based on price, based on the service levels. Probably over a period of time, customers may expect little more services. So you will have to build in those services. You will have to design the portfolio accordingly and change the contract or the some of the parameters of the contract. Well orchestrated execution means the service designed, targeted and priced appropriately has to be delivered cost effectively for the company to make profit from it. Now here there are 2-3 parameters which are important. One is the design part of it, the target price part of it and the delivery part of it. So all three things have to be in sync for a company to make profit. Well orchestrated execution of services entails reducing the time to deliver or time taken to deliver a service, ensuring zero downtime, and constantly upgrading the skills of technicians to meet the expectations of the customer. See, you will agree that 10 years back when a plumber used to come, he used to be a very shabby fellow with his tool set. Now today if you get a plumber from a very organized company or an organized service provider, probably a plumber is well dressed, his toolkit is proper, and he walks into your house like a professional and serves and goes back with a feedback form. He may also probably sell you something in terms of annual maintenance and all. So what we are talking about is the design of the product, the targeted price, the delivery mechanism, everything has to be in place, in sync, like a well orchestrated things, like when all the instruments in the music have to play at the right beat and the right speed and the right tune, so that the music or the outcome of the music has to be great and soothing to the ears. So service intelligence using the right analytics can help companies improve spare parts inventory management, part failure analysis and root cause analysis of quality issues, and improve the service levels. So MIS or the SIS, when you talk about service intelligence systems, have to be in place to deliver better service models. Governance is one of the most important part of it. In order to run a thriving after sales business, it is essential to accord after sales business its due within the organization. So it is important that after sales business, you need to govern it, you need to have a look into it, you need to focus on it. It is also augur. It also augurs well in most cases to have a separate business unit for after sales with its own PLN. Means a lot of companies just attach an after sales service. It is suggested that if you have a separate after sales unit which focuses on profitability, probably it will be they become more accountable for their own business. It is necessary to make sure that the after sales business leadership is kept at the same level as that of the product business. As I have shared with you that when you talk about the governance part of it, the leadership in the ASS, the after sales services unit, has to be given equal respect because they also contribute equally towards the profitability of the organization. It is prudent to define a chief service officer or his role to focus on creating and running the after sales business efficiently. So the way in which the chief operating person or the CEO of an organization focuses on a product business, similarly there is a need to create a chief service officer business who will focus on the after sales service part of it or the other maintenance and other service delivery part of it, and probably he can equally contribute towards the revenues of the organization. Some of the organizations have these things in place, some of the organizations are still working on it, but there is a need to focus on governance of this issue, and only clear-cut top management involvement will enable the organizations to come up with better strategies to create more profitability out of service business. A clear marking of roles and responsibilities within the after-sales organization is also essential for achieving success. This, I'm sure, we have discussed a lot in terms of what is the role of services in manufacturing. We have discussed about how companies like Rolls-Royce, Xerox and others have focused on services and have made a lot of money out of that, have increased their profitability. Similarly, companies like Hyundai, they have invested a lot in terms of spares and parts management and parts operations. Companies like Apple have made a big impact on their profitability by continuously providing digital services. So a lot of organizations have already focused. We have also seen some of the challenges in the chapter. And we have seen some of the 5-point agenda or 5-point formulas to enhance the service expectations model. With this, I say thank you to you and see you in the next chapter.